Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And today we're joined by a very special guest, DJ Sean, to talk about his time at Radio 1 and everything in between. How are you today?
I am good, thank you, Maddie. It's good to be on the air again.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a minute.
Yeah. So I guess we'll start off with, I guess, what initially drew you to start at Radio 1? Like, what was your go behind that?
Thinking back, growing up in the very early 1990s, there was a couple of bros that did a radio show down here in Dunedin on Radio 1.
Mm.
It was called The Rhythm Method.
Yeah.
And back then, it was only really place in town where you could hear rap or hip-hop music on the radio.
Yeah.
It was a time before the kind of genres had really kind of grown to be their own thing. So the show kind of had a mixture of kind of dance music of the time and hip-hop. So those guys kind of inspired me. And I was actually at high school. I went to Logan Park High School.
Oh, yeah.
So cheered all the Logan Park peeps. And I did a Māori radio show with a good friend of mine, Kylie, on, I think it was Saturday afternoons, back in like 95, I think it was.
Yeah.
That was my last year of school. And then after then, when I left school, there was no hip hop show on the radio. So
yeah.
A good friend of mine, Joe Moses, YKO, Need for Mirrors, he's a bit of a legendary drum and bass figure now in the UK. We approached the radio manager at the time, Richard Wayne, to see if he'd give us a slot. We were just being cheeky, to see if he'd give us a slot. But he gave us a 2-hour radio show. And so we created the Real Bro Hip Hop Show.
Yeah.
Named after a good friend of ours, always used to say Real Bro all the time. So that's where the name come from. And I did the show from like, I think, 1996 to I think about 2007.
That's a long stint. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. How did Radio 1 like change over that time? Like, how was it back then?
Man, it was a really interesting time. So this was when there was no social media.
True.
And the internet was very much in its infancy. So if you wanted to listen to music on the internet back then, you were probably listening to something like Real Player, which took like 4 minutes to, you know, buffer. Or if you were trying to download a song, it would take 25 minutes to download one song. So being on the BNet, which was what they called the student radio network at that time, was really important if you wanted to make music, but also I guess network and get your music out there to the wider audience. It was probably a really instrumental piece in I guess making music for myself, but also promoting and sharing music from my friends. I had a lot of friends who were making music at that time in Aotearoa as well, so it was a really good vehicle to I guess get us some exposure before there were other channels to do so.
True. How was your experience making music at that time? Because I guess there wasn't much hip-hop around in Dunedin around then. It was more like Dunedin sound, indie rock, right?
Absolutely. So there's always been little pockets of it, but by far, you know, Dunedin's always going to be known for our amazing Dunedin sound.
Yeah.
But there was always little pockets. Probably I had my biggest inspiration, the probably biggest helpers. I had some really good friends up in Christchurch. One in particular, Ali, who I worked with a lot over the years. Very, very talented and very legendary kind of Aotearoa hip-hop producer in his own right. But he would often bring me up to Christchurch to do DJ gigs up there with him, and just going back and forth, we did a lot of gigs together, but also shared a lot of music. Also I guess just kind of production techniques as well, so that was a huge help. And through Ali I met another good friend of ours, DJ Severe, and that's where the three of us kind of met and started to do gigs together, and then later on we formed the SAS DJ group, which yeah, we did a lot of work and a lot of releases through that as well.
That's so cool. Yeah. And then whilst you were down here as well, did you, you had a residency at a club in town as well, right, alongside your radio show, that would have helped promote music and get people into the hip-hop scene as well?
Yeah, so yeah. There was a club in a street called Bar Street, and the club was called Bar Street. Shout out to John Devereux. Him and a guy called Christian started the bar way back in, I think, 95, maybe a little bit earlier. And yeah, I started a Thursday night with another DJ called Downtown Brown.
Yeah,
me and him did the Thursday nights. Downtown moved over to Queenstown about a year later, but I kept the Thursday night residency going for probably about a decade as well,
or
over a decade. And that was awesome because, again, with all the people you get to meet through, I guess, making music and touring, I was able to bring them down to Dunedin. Bar Street was a bit of a legendary club just because the acoustics in it were amazing. It was like the and JD was a real audiophile as well, so he spent a lot of money on the sound system. So DJing in there was incredible. Like all the guests that would come and DJ there, even all the international artists, would always walk away and say it was one of the best sounding clubs I've ever played at.
And
Dunedin was a really, really interesting scene to play as well. It was different than any other city in the country, and I think probably what played a big part in that was, obviously, it's a, you know, we have a lot of students that come through every year, but each year you get a fresh intake of people moving into the city. So it kind of just kept that. It was always a fresh club to play at.
Yeah, for sure, because we still get that now as well, and like especially at radio, like every year there's always new faces coming in and they're all so cool and so talented. So I guess, did you get that at the radio as well as the club?
Definitely. I've been really lucky, like through Radio 1 I've got to meet and work with some amazing people over the time. Like Richard Wayne, who I mentioned, who was the station manager when I first started, and Patty after him as well, Leslie after Patty. So these are all legendary people from the New Zealand or the Dunedin music scene. If you know, you know. But also like a bunch of really talented production engineers as well. Rangi Powick, who works up at RNZ, I saw. He's still doing amazing work for RNZ and engineering for them as well. So I was really, really lucky to meet and get to work with these people and soak up, I guess, all their experience.
For sure.
I was a bit of a sponge, so I was lucky to have those opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you've got to be a sponge when you're a uni student trying to figure it out. So yeah, it's like radio's still like that. It's very much so a massive learning community filled with really cool people. So it's cool to see that it was like that back then as well.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, have you got anything else, like any other crazy memories about Radio 1 or funny stories that you like remember about being on air, like any massive slip-ups or anything? Because that's always good to hear.
Yeah, when we first started doing the show, they had broadcast turntables built into the desk. And on broadcast turntables, you can't DJ like people would DJ on normal Technics 1200 turntables. They were not built for that. So Moses and I, we would lug up these 1200s each week to do the show. I remember one time we had a friend of ours helping, and he dropped one of the flight cases on his toe, and he moaned the whole show while we were in there. But it was funny at the time, but it probably doesn't sound that funny now. Thinking back, hope his toe's okay now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that would really, really hurt if you're walking up those stairs as well.
Yeah, they weigh a ton, the turntables and those stairs are those old metal ones too, right?
So, still there. I mean, I guess that's it. That's all the questions I had for you. So if you've got anything else you want to say about Radio 1 or your time here, the floor's yours. But
No, I just want to say congratulations. Yeah. 40 years, a huge milestone.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep it going.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you for having a chat. Yeah.
All good. Kia ora.
See you later. That was DJ Sean. Right now I've got a track called Touching Something that was requested. So that's what we're going to play now on Radio 1, 91 FM. Enjoy.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.